George W. Bush takes the oath of office this week, as federal law mandates. Every 4 years, on the 20th day of January, next succeeding the day on which the votes of the electors have been given, comes Inauguration Day. The 20th Amendment to the Constitution sets the exact time of transition at noon. That's when the old presidential term ends and the new one begins. At right about that time, the president takes the oath, also words from the Constitution. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. By this time, you'll recognize that the law is all over the presidency. And yes, once the hand comes off the Bible, after the inaugural address, after the John Ashcroft song, after the dancing, it's the law that tells us what the president's gotten himself into. The Constitution offers the more mundane answers, the aspects of the president's job we all learned in civics class. He gets to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He can pardon those who wrong the United States. He nominates ambassadors, certain officers, and Supreme Court justices. He makes treaties, as long as the Senate agrees. Ho-hum, the usual presidential stuff. For the real dirt, for the nitty-gritty, you have to look to other federal laws, namely the United States Code. Starting with salary. The Constitution promises that the president gets a compensation. It's a federal statute that sets the amount, now up to $400,000, paid in monthly installments. With that salary comes additional financial perks, a $50,000 allowance to be spent on expenses arising from official duties. There's $100,000 for travel, a sum to be expended in the discretion of the president and accounted for on his certificate solely. There's also a provision allowing for official entertainment expenses of the president and a separate section titled Assistance to the President for Unanticipated Needs. The latter allocates up to $1 million so that the president can further the national interest, security, or defense. Along those lines, and in addition, the president and members of his immediate family get Secret Service protection. So does the White House. That's also a part of the code. As for the stuff inside the White House, the law explicitly gives the president permission to use the furniture, the dishes, and other effects, even though it makes clear that it all belongs to the people. The White House steward or housekeeper is the one who keeps watch over that public property and must make note of its condition each year. This would not include, apparently, two hurricane lamps to be presented to the president on Inauguration Day. According to a press release from the maker, they are gifts from the American people. Nothing in the law of the presidency forces us to chip in, however. I'm Amy Guida.